And now the Scarab Sandcast is proud to present Scarab Game Reviews! Reviews of games found in the Scarab Game Library.
Alright, so we're reviewing Dead Man's Draw.
And Captain Carcass.
Both by Mayday Games.
Both are 2 to 4 player games.
Although Dead Man's Draw is for ages 13 and up.
And Captain Carcass is 8 plus. Both take 15 minutes or so.
Thereabouts.
That's pretty accurate.
So Dead Man's Draw. In Dead Man's Draw, press your luck as a pirate trying to amass the most booty. But here's the catch. Get too greedy and you could lose it all. Players draw cards one at a time trying to collect the most loot. Draw different suits and your treasure grows. But get two of the same suits, you bust! Your turn is over, and your loot will be lost at the sea. What will it be, matey?
All divers in the water, shouts Captain Carcass. Now you've been thrown 20,000 leagues under the sea, seeking wonderful loot. But beware the intoxication of the deep, or you'll come back empty-handed. Flip over cards from the draw deck one at a time. To collect them, stop before you end up with two cards of the same suit. A player who takes a risk ends up with nothing, but whoever risks too much loses everything. Tabletop version of the popular digital card game Dead Man's Draw by Stardock Entertainment.
So why are we reviewing both of these games at the same time before we get into the good? It's because they're essentially the same game. The only big difference, I guess, is some art.
Some art.
And renaming.
And renaming.
And a few little numbery bits, but nothing significant.
Correct.
So.
I can think of one significant.
We'll get to that. Let's do the good first.
So what's the good of this game, since the game pretty much plays the same?
It was a very fast, but fun kind of cutthroat game, so I really enjoyed it. For a pirate game, it was great.
So a little bit of a take that mechanic.
Yeah, a couple of take that mechanics.
That was quite a few.
Alright. Any other thing good
Anything
about these?
Niche?
Yeah, I was just if you enjoy kind of screwing over your fellow players humorously, then it's really...
It's all in good fun.
Right. It's not competitive in a hard sort of way.
The art wasn't bad either.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. In both games, it's got some really, really good art. One's definitely got more of a more mature art, and the other one's definitely
got more of a
somewhat comical...
Suggestive themes.
They're
more
cheesy.
Comic.
Suggestive themes. Chibi boobs.
So... I have
one more good thing.
Okay.
There's basically in the box you have the base game, and then it gives you variant win rules. We did not play with any of those, and it also gives you something called traits, which also changes up how each of the suits work, and it's individual to the person. You deal out two, you choose one, and everyone that's decided at the beginning of the game whether or not you're going to use the traits or if you're going to use the variants. So it can change the game up. So yes, it's a 15-minute quick game, but you get a chance to play it a bunch of different ways, so it keeps it fresh.
Yeah,
and it looked like for the most part all those variant and trait cards
Correct.
Were the same. They might have been renamed a little, but
Correct.
They pretty much had the same kind of
a... Also, good thing the Captain Carcass
comes in a really neat tin,
and I couldn't pass that up. So yeah.
It's got this nice little clear thing on the thing, so you can see actually the dude in the diving suit.
That's on the rule book.
Yeah, so one of them is really about pirates, the other's about divers.
Right. So the bad. I think the big bad one that we all saw about Dead Man's Draw. They have a reference card included, but...
They only list 5 of the suits, and they list them on both sides, rather than doing all 10 suits, 5 on each side. That was not good, but where we did see in the Captain Carcass game, they had all 10 suits on their reference card, so...
But since we were playing Dead Man's Draw, it was a lot of referencing the rules guide.
Which was kind of nice to have someone else standing out, kind of reading it.
Yeah, but I also want to point out that there were some rules for some of the cards that weren't on the reference card.
There were expanded rules in the rule book.
Like the Kraken,
because if certain cards are drawn with the Kraken, then it would have a different effect.
And it does seem that Captain Carcass's ones are toned down. That extra rules for the Kraken aren't there. It's you still draw the extra cards, but there's no if it's this suit, then do this.
So let's jump into other. Is there any other kind of thing? We'd kind of mentioned the whole there's that weird age difference in the two games. Why is that? Why is Dead Man's Draw have a higher age thing?
Artwork.
Yeah, I would say the artwork.
Well, I'd say the artwork, but also, like, with the Kraken rule, with the extra stuff, that would make it a lot more cutthroat.
A little more complex, because you have to pay attention. If it's one of these two cards, then something special happens.
Yeah.
And maybe themes. They want to be a little cautious about, because some of the cards are cannons or swords. And
whereas in the other game, it's a net and a little harpoon gun or something.
Right.
Although harpoon gun is pretty brutal.
I think the tin is really cool for the captain carcass.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. That's two diving, press your luck, and take that games from Mayday Games, Dead Man's Draw, and Captain Carcass.
Both in the Scarab Gaming Library.
Woot.